She has like, oh, it's all this talk of pork and veal and lamb.
Sounds delicious.
There she is. Oh, the radio people cannot. This is my cat. That's Patchy.
Oh. Patches is on the radio, but not because she's not very chatty right now.
He made her appearance.
Just I have a cat. Wow. I have a cat too. She's downstairs sleeping in the sun. She's in my living room, sleepy in the sun. So I would get her, but I don't want to disturb her slumber.
Yeah.
Patchy's a lazy girl, too. Patchy, what books are you going to talk about this week?
She's like, I just chew them. I don't read them.
Oh, luckily she... Yeah, luckily she does not chew the books. She's so cute. Yeah. Good. She's leaving now. She said goodbye.
We've definitely had some people that have brought books back and been like, I'm so sorry, my dog or cat, whichever, attacked the book.
Yeah,
I'd be already like a page sliced.
The most Patches will do is she'll go into our computer room. She likes to scratch her cheek against like the edges of the book stacks we have.
Oh,
because cats have scent glands there, so that's how they like mark stuff. That's why they like being scratched there so much.
That actually makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. They have them in their paws too, which is why Patchy is declawed, her front claws anyway. So she'll rub her paws on the couch, but she won't actually claw them. There are scent glands there too. But yeah. I had a friend
who tried to I would not want to be a cat. Because then that would mean that we just have to smell the inside of our shoe all day. or the floor
you don't we're wear stepping shoes. On.
Like dog poop or something.
Yeah, it's good incentive not to step on dog poop.
Yeah.
And not to wear shoes.
Yep.
And not to not wear shoes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The incentive to just never get out of bed all day and only get out of bed to take a nice clean shower.
Well, we're almost out of time for today, but did anyone have anything else they wanted to share before we go? Anything they're excited for or anticipating, enjoying?
This is a little thing, but I'm getting new glasses.
Cool.
With an updated prescription. And I'm excited.
Nice. Yeah, it's good to be able to see properly.
Yeah, definitely.
Very helpful.
I personally am already excited for the winter walk this year.
Oh, me too.
That's nice.
I really enjoy it.
Winter walk's great.
Winter walk is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, though, it wasn't the best for my sister because she ate a whole bag of caramel corn, then Burger King, then she went home and threw up all night.
Oh no.
Lovely.
Hopefully my family will be going back this year. Hopefully I can convince them, but there may be a chance that they won't let me. I'm so sad. But hopefully.
I miss the macaron shop they used to have there.
What do you mean?
They used to have macaroons. There was a shop that sold macaroons on Warren.
You mean Patisserie Legs?
No, it's not there anymore.
They closed?
I think so. I think the shop that sold the macaroons. It's not there anymore.
Patisserie Lennox closed?
Maybe. I don't remember what it was called.
No!
Oh, yeah, they did. Oh, I just knew it as the shop with the macaroons. I didn't know it had a name.
They did?
Yeah, they closed a while ago.
So sad. Yeah,
I was very... But there are other delicious things at the winter walk. So.
Also, I hit the jackpot because guess what? Patisserie Lennox is originally in Lennox.
In Lennox.
Lennox is 10 minutes from me. And they have one in Great Barrington, which is like 50 minutes from me. So I got two in my area. So nice. I'm just sad for Hudson residents. And for myself, because that place has a lot of nostalgia. But still, I can still go there.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I feel like the Patisserie Lennox macaroons are better over here than the ones in Hudson for some reason. Ooh. I don't know why. They just like taste fresher.
Those are fighting words. Emily, what are you looking forward to? We haven't heard from you yet.
Yeah. What am I looking forward to? I'm sure there's something. What is happening this month? It's like I'm still in October, even though
Thanksgiving.
I do love Thanksgiving.
Me too.
Mom, that'll be nice. Thanksgiving's great. It is American Indian Heritage Month, and I read some American Indian authors' work every November. So that's always fun. That's something I'm looking forward to. Trying to remember what programs we have going on this month at the library. And we have a history talk on Harry Hudson.
Harry Hudson?
Yeah.
Who's Harry Hudson? I know who Henry Hudson is, but who's Harry Hudson?
Oh, sorry. Did I say Harry Hudson?
Yeah.
I meant Harry Howard. Sorry. So this event is in collaboration with the library, the Fastney Museum of Firefighting, which is a great museum, and the Greenport Historical Society. And so there's going to be a lecture on an exhibit that the Fastney Museum has celebrating the 200th birthday of Harry Howard, chief of the New York City Volunteer Fire Department. He was chief of the fire department from 1857 to 1860. And since Fastney is focused on the history of firefighting and, you know, there's the Volunteer Firefighters Home here in Hudson. And of course, Harry Howard is named after this chief. They're going to give a presentation about the exhibit. And so it's going to have talk about his life and accomplishments and how it relates to Hudson, and should be very interesting. I don't really know really that cool. history. And oh, there's later this month, like mid-month, there's going to be a night sky hike at Greenport Conservation Area, which sounds really fun. Oh, I haven't cool. been able to go on any of their night sky hike. They do them occasionally at different conservation areas, and they always seem really fun, but they've just always not worked out timeline wise with me. So I'm hoping to get to this one.
That's really fun.
Yeah. And I'm excited to talk with you all more on the radio. Always yes. excited for that. But yeah, we are out of time now, so we're going to have to say goodbye. But we hope everyone out there listening has a great week filled with lots of quality reading time.
Mm-hmm. We'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then.
Happy reading.
Happy reading.
Bye.
I was just going to lie down for 5 minutes, take a little nap.
Yeah, a regular Rip Van Winkle.
Who?
Another guy who took a little nap, woke up and didn't know where he was.
Hi, I'm Shersha Mizan from Hudson. You are listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by SunCommon, supporting vibrant communities across New York for 15 years. Offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Mary Jo Downing of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support. Thank you.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
Bum, 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 bum.
Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
Bum, 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 bum.
Give him two lips like roses and clover.
Bum, 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 bum.
Then tell him that his lonesome nights are over. Sandman, I'm so alone.
Bum, 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 bum.
Don't have nobody to call my own.
Bum, 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 bum.
Please turn on your magic beam. Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
Bum, 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 bum.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Make him the cutest that I've ever seen. Give him the word that I'm not a rover. Then tell him that his lonesome nights are over. Sandman, I'm so alone. Don't have nobody to call my own. Please turn on your magic beam.
Oh,
Mr. Sandman. Mr. Sandman.
Yes?
Bring us a dream. Give him a pair of eyes with a come-hither gleam. Give him a lonely heart like Pagliacci. And lots of wavy hair like Liberace. Mr. Sandman, someone to hold. Before we're too old. So please turn on your magic beam. Mr. Sandman, bring us. Please, 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 Mr. Sandman, bring us a dream.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to 90.7 FM. Today, you are listening to Clubhouse Radio. I'm joined by
DJ Show Money.
And today, we have an interesting show. We're going to be talking about, you know, nodding off, nodding back in. We're going to be talking about some sleep, what sleep habits are important, maybe get a little crazy, talk about our dreams. But until then, you are listening to 90.7 FM. This is Clubhouse Radio, and we will see you soon after the news and weather.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Patricia R. Doxey is reporting for the Daily Freeman. Ulster County lawmakers are preparing to call on the county's Commission on Reapportionment to reconvene and create a district map that would meet legal requirements. Legislator Brian Cahill has introduced a resolution for consideration this month asking that the Commission meet, and I quote, as soon as practicable, end quote, to redraw a legislative district map to meet the criteria under state and federal law. The measure is co-sponsored by seven other legislators. The resolution will be considered by the legislature's Ways and Means Committee when it meets on November 10th. If approved, it will go to the full legislature for consideration on November 15th. But even if the resolution is approved, it will likely have no effect since the legislature lacks the ability to compel the commission to meet, and commission members have already decided that short of a court order, they will not meet to create a new map, even though the one they submitted to the Board of Elections does not comport with state law. The commission created a map and submitted a final plan to the County Board of Elections in July. However, in September, County Attorney Clinton Johnson notified the commission that the map was illegal because it did not conform with the size parameters required by law. Johnson directed the commission to reconvene and redo the map to correct the error, but commission members are of the opinion that they cannot redraw the map without a court order directing them to do so. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. TheUpstater.com is reporting. The New York State Police have received multiple calls on what is being called an, and I quote, imposter scam, end quote. The fraud usually involves someone calling and claiming to be from an entity such as law enforcement. The caller will claim to be an officer, possibly even using the real name of a local police officer, and they could use technology that displays the fake name or a number matching the police disguise on a caller ID. The caller will attempt to convince the person they are in violation of the law, have an outstanding warrant, or have a relative involved in an emergency, claiming that money is needed for fines, medical payments, or bail. The demand is for a large sum of money, and they direct that it be transferred in unusual ways without any face-to-face interaction with the caller. The scammers have been known to try more than once to get money from the same victim. Among the tips to protect against scams, take a pause. Verify any supposed emergency by calling friends and family before sending money, especially if the caller has warned not to do so. If the caller claims to be a bail bonds person, ask where the relative is being held and contact the facility directly. If the caller claims to be a police officer, get the exact agency name, hang up, and call that department directly. Be suspicious of anyone who calls unexpectedly asking to be sent money. Additional information can be found at ftc.gov. And you can read the full story at theupstater.com. Steve Hughes reports for the Times Union that the WAMC Northeast Public Radio Board is preparing to increase the base salary of its president and CEO, Alan Shartok, by more than $100,000, bringing his base compensation to approximately $350,000 a year. Shartok, 81, has been with the station for more than 40 years. When contacted by the paper, he claimed not to know the amount of the proposed salary increase or how much he is currently paid. Shartok also questioned why the proposed raise was newsworthy. He said, and I quote, "I do think there was some sense that people in comparable jobs make much more money. That's what I was whispered to," end quote. As of June 30th, 2021, Shartok's base compensation was $23,321, according to the station's most recent public filing with the IRS. WAMC last month raised more than $1 million as part of its most recent fundraising drive, the third time this year that listeners have contributed a seven-figure sum to the public broadcaster. Shartok said recently he had no intention of retiring anytime soon. He said, and I quote, "Until I decide and the board decides, I'm going to continue to do it, and I love what I do," end quote. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXE Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXE.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXE sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, November 4th. Local early morning temperatures range from 32 degrees in Claryville to 53 in Tannersville. If you notice a bit of a difference in the way I'm reporting early morning temperatures, it's because I have switched over to the New York State Mesonet Direct Telemetry. So we're not going to get as many towns listed, but the data will be much more accurate. Snow falls today, 1,300 miles away near Pierre, South Dakota. Over here, we have a wonderful couple days in store as autumn seems to take a pause. A few clouds form today as the temperature rises to 70 degrees by 3 p.m. Overnight, the mercury dips to only 56 degrees. Then, tomorrow we'll have some stiff winds, but also a high of 73. Saturday night, winds get gusty and chances of rain enter the area. We will see a low of 63. Sunday, rain lingers, as do the winds, and we get a high of 73. Overnight, stays wet and the temperature dips to 59 degrees. Monday, it dries out and we get a high of 72. Today's tide schedule is high tide at 12:02 a.m., low tide at 6:48 a.m., high tide at 12:44 p.m., and low tide, once again, at 7:13 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 54 degrees, and the tide strength will be high. Sunset today will be at 5:34 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:28 a.m. Looking way up, we see a speedy plasma stream is already ramping up geomagnetic activity, pushing the Aurora Oval down through those Canadian territories. Solar wind speed is currently 557 kilometers per second at 11.1 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently terrible until dark. AM radio might still work. Overnight, all frequencies will have fair conditions. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 5, storm level. The current sunspot number is 65. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. You are listening to 90.7 FM broadcasting Catskill Acre Hudson. And today I am with
DJ Shaw.
As I am always, and
money.
Oh my God. And today, our show, would you like to tell them?
Sleep good.
Sleep good.
No, but sleep bad.
Yes, that is our title. And I mean, you can use your intuition. Come on, we're going to be talking about sleep and good sleeping habits. Before we do that,
I'm pretty tired.
You're going to get some yawning or
something? I'm pretty tired.
The whole reason we picked this topic. It's because we're tired. Well, I'm going to be honest with you. But there is importance to sleep. A lot of importance. Before we...
knew some facts.
Oh, yeah, I do. Before we get into the crazy stuff about how it's super healthy and right, what's the craziest dream you've had? Let's start it off with something funny.
A lot of my dreams are like... What is it? Lucid dreams?
Yeah.
Where you're there?
Yeah, and you can do whatever you want.
Yeah. But majority of my dreams are like reality. Like, they're close to real life.
Yeah, right.
Let's see. There was this one dream. I thought it was in a comic book.
What comic book?
I seen Spider-Man.
Hey, yo. Nah.
Spider-Man, he was just a menace. Like,
see, that's like, why sleep is
but
good.
It, like, the way the dream was, it was like, I was a criminal. Like.
Oh, okay.
It was like, I was robbing nobody or nothing. It was like, I stole a bag of chips out the store.
And then Spider-Man?
And the dude was like, hey, he stole a bag of chips. Somebody get him. And then Spider-Man, like, and it's weird. Like, the dude was Arabic. Like, it was weird. It was weird. Like, the store owner was Arabic. Walked in there with a black hoodie.
This sounds like a setup for a punchline.
I swear to God, it's not. Walked in, the dude was Arabic. Walked in there with a black hoodie, some gray joggers, and... my Jordan 1s at the time, which were blue and black. And I walked in there, I was like, dang. I don't got no money. Like I had a couple of dollars like to get to Arizona. And I was like, dang, I don't got no money like that. And I was like, dang. It was a bag of Ruffles.
Man, imagine getting Spider-Man called on you for a bag of chips. That's wild.
It was a bag of Ruffles, bro.
Nah, that's crazy.
And it was like a $2 bag of Ruffles.
So, that's why dreams are cool, though.
I put the dollar on the table. I was like, yo, bro, I got the Arizona. Dude turned around, snatched the bag, but he heard the bag go, and he seen me walk at the store. Like I kind of was like, not a walk. It was kind of like fast jog-ish.
Yeah, I got you. Getting out of there.
Like, he stole it. Somebody get him. And I was like, wow. And then, mind you, I'm kind of running because I'm thinking Brody chasing me.
No, it's not Brody chasing you.
Turn the cut. I just looked down. I'm like, yo, I'm out.
You can't outrun Spider-Man.
So I see. I get
good luck.
Lift up a couple feet.
Man, spider senses.
And
throw
on the ground. I said, I'm like, yo.
That's superhero brutality.
I'm like, yo. I'm suing. I'm like, I don't know who you are, but I'm suing.
Nah, that's wild. And I'm so. Like, I mean, that isn't that much of a good ending, but I was going to say before, I mean, that's why dreams are good. They're healthy, or sleep is healthy. and you get to hang out with Spider-Man. I mean, hopefully you don't end up like our co-host.
Time I was like 15. He was like
that five. Got beat up by Spider-Man in his dreams.
It kind of had like two endings. They were like, oh, okay, he roughed me up, and he kind of told me on a flight tape, and it was like,
okay, was like, oh, man, taking you under his wing.
He was like, oh, you stole that. Like, oh, you took a bag of chips because you were hungry. And I was like, yeah, you know, you kind of gave me a black eye, you know?
Oh, that's tough.
And he was like, I'm sorry.
So, fun fact, you will not keep that black eye when you wake up, and that's why sleep is important. You're getting your rest in. Did you know that people who get more than 7 hours of sleep are 10 times less likely to die early? I'm trying to find the words exactly. I don't want to misconstrue. Yeah, mortality rates are higher in people that don't sleep. So, pretty much, layman's terms, if you don't sleep, you're gonna pass away sooner.
How many hours of sleep do you think you get
per night? I don't know. I try to get my sleep in. Sleep is fun. Depends on the day. I'm hoping at least like a good 9 hours, maybe. Maybe like 8.
I'm probably gonna go to like 5.
Oh.
Probably go to 5.
Rest in peace. No. I'm so sorry.
I mean, my body doesn't put me to sleep until like 1 o'clock in the morning. So like,
well, teenagers do go to bed later.
5, 6. 7, so I get like 7 to 6 hours of sleep.
Okay, well, that's definitely better than 5. Actually, by quite a bit. Teenagers do, though, actually wake up later. The production of melatonin in their bodies happens later in the day. So that means teenagers just naturally fall asleep later. So that's probably why. Your body's telling you to stay up, you know? That's what your body's doing. You're producing chemicals to stay up.
I don't know if this ever happened to you, but like, there have been times I fell asleep. Like early, quote unquote. But there have been times I fell asleep at 10, and I've woken up at 1 o'clock on the dot, and I won't be able to go back to sleep.
Yeah, I hate that. That is
now. Imagine that happens to you like 3 times out of the night in 1 week.
Yeah, I've had that happen. That happens when I'm sick a lot. Whenever I get sick, I can't sleep.
Crazy thing is, I barely get sick. I get sick like once a year. Mm. Once every other year.
Is that so?
Yeah. Great, because I would think my immune system's garbage.
Well, actually, sleeping does mess up your... Or not sleeping, not getting sleep. Sleep good. Not sleep bad. That's our show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, simple show. We're just trying to keep a good message, you know?
Something like I realized, like, from kindergarten to high school, like, from kindergarten to college...
I miss nap time.
When you're younger, they teach you to sleep.
Nap time, yeah.
By the time you get to middle school, you're like, kid, what's nap time?
Yeah, school starting early is wild because super early, kids aren't hardwired that way.
If you really think about it, school was trying to get us to go to sleep from kindergarten till like fifth grade. Because think about it, you had nap time from, let's say... What, an hour of sleep? Come on. You know how much I would love an hour of sleep?
Yeah, can we get a nap time back?
Like, think about it, right?
Just move nap time from kindergarten to high school.
Think about it, right? They teach you to go to sleep. Mm. From kindergarten to, when do you graduate? Like, what, third grade? Mm-hmm. And you go to middle school?
And then, yeah, middle school kind of throws it out the window.
Okay, like, no, but...
But sleeping-wise.
This is the reason why I say...
I got some sleep in elementary.
Excuse me, I apologize. This is why I say it doesn't, right?
Mm-hmm.
From kindergarten to third grade, they teach you how to sleep. Then you go to middle school. What do you have in middle school that you still have in kindergarten through third grade?
Lunch.
No. Well, yeah, but...
What?
Recess.
Okay, yeah.
Recess, they tell you to run around, get all your energy out, make you as tired as possible.
Yeah.
What happens when you're exhausted? Sports.
And you don't got any energy. No, sleep, mad point.
Tired.
You need sleep to fuel yourself.
And then you go to sleep.
Good sleep, just as important as like a good breakfast, for example. You need that energy.
But think about it. When you get to high school,
you got no sleep.
You don't have recess.
You lose that sleep.
You don't have recess. Mm-hmm. You don't get tired. Like you have to make, like,
you don't get tired at the expense
of. You get lunch. It's like a job. You get lunch. You don't get recess.
And it starts earlier than a lot of jobs. A lot of jobs be 9 to 5.
They'd be like, bro, you could get like a 30-minute hour break.
Yeah.
They'd be like, bro, you get like 28 seconds.
I mean, I don't blame it. Sleep is hard to manage because it's hard to get sleep. You got to make a grind. You got to go on living. You got to make money. You got to go to school.
Word. But you ever just like you ever just go to school nonstop? And then you, like, let's say you miss your bus or, like, you don't feel good. Your mom's like, or dad's like, you don't have to go to school today. And you just sleep your whole, like, you're so tired, you sleep the whole day.
I think that's something called, like, sleep debt. I think you can actually, like, build up sleep debt from not sleeping enough, which is
like,
wild.
Because that, like, that's happened to me before. There was one time I was so tired, I almost slept for, like, 2 days straight.
Mm. You want to hear all the type of wide range of disorders that not sleeping will cause?
Sure.
Okay. Hypertension, obesity, type 2 diabetes.
Obesity and type 2 diabetes.
Impaired immune functioning, so you get sick a lot easier. Cardiovascular disease, I think that's... I'll look up that word in a second. But we also got mood disorders, so...
That's like mood swings.
That could also be depression, anxiety. Ooh. So if you don't get sleep, it's affecting your mental, too.
Yeah, yeah. You know. You could also be seeing stuff like...
Neurodegeneration.
What is that?
I think it's like losing brain cells. I think that makes sense. I can say definitely happened to me quite a bit.
I would say that makes a lot of sense for both of us.
Yeah, and dementia. Dementia is sad.
That's not funny. I apologize. No. I apologize. It's like...
And dementia.
The way you said it, bro. It's like the way you said and dementia.
Dementia.
Like, it was just...
Oh, sorry. I forgot.
And dementia.
Like,
you said it mad upbeat, kind of like...
Oh, sorry, I forgot.
Okay.
And dementia.
You want to know what else?
And dementia.
Speaking of dementia.
And dementia.
No, stop.
Get it?
You want to know what else makes people go to sleep if you have a hard time sleeping?
What's that?
ASMR.
Oh, yeah. ASMR is fire.
ASMR is
fire. I like to listen to, like, nature noises.
You see, me, I'm different. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm very weird, you know.
I got
like,
you.
Like, me, I listen to people cutting hair.
We getting a haircut today?
Okay. Brody will ask me questions. You know, Birdie could be asking me questions, you feel me? I'd be vibing.
This is an interesting experience. Audience, how much sleep do you get? I think this is
a good question.
Look at yourself through the lens. Do you need more sleep? If so, I think it is very important to get what you need, you know? You gotta meet your own accommodations. So... maybe think about it, you know? I don't want to push you too much. You do what you're comfortable with, but...
There's so many different types of ASMR. There's, like, video game ASMR, scratching ASMR, ASMR roleplays, like...
I got you.
It's just...
You know what is ASMR to me?
This. Not butterflies. Not butterflies. Butterflies can be ASMR, but...
Butterflies flapping their wings? Butterfly effect. ASMR. You know what's ASMR to me?
What?
Lucid dreams.
Like the song?
Like the song.
You want to hear the song?
I think we should play the song. Okay. And then we also got a news break. Because look at the time. Striking in 6:30. If you are listening right now, by the way, you are listening to 90.7 FM. This is Clubhouse Radio. And we'll be right back after the song Lucid Dreams by Juice WRLD.
Lucid
and then our news.
I got you.
Love and I hate you, and I cannot change you, so I must replace you. Oh. Easier said than done. I thought you were the one listening to my heart instead of my head. You found another one, but I am the better one. I won't let you forget me. I still see your shadows in my room. Can't take back the love that I gave you. It's to the point why I love and I hate you, and I cannot change you, so I must replace you. Oh, easier said than done. I thought you were the one listening to my heart instead of my head. You found another one, but I am the better one. I won't let you forget me. You left me falling and landing inside my grave. I know that you want me dead. I take prescriptions to make me feel a-okay. I know it's all in my head. I have these lucid dreams where I can't move a thing, thinking of you. I'll do it over again. I didn't want it to end. I watch it blow in the wind. I should have listened to my friends. In the past, but I wanted to last. You were made out of plastic, fake. I was tangled up in your drastic ways. Who knew evil girls had the prettiest face? You gave me a heart that was full of mistakes. I gave you my heart and you made heartbreak. You made my heart break. You made my heart break. You made my heartbreak. You made my heart ache. You made my heart break. You made my heart ache. You made my heart break again. I still see your shadows in my room. Can't take back the love that I gave you. It's to the point why I love and I hate you, and I cannot change you, so I must replace you. Easier said than done. I thought you were the one listening to my heart instead of my head. You found another one, but I am the better one. I won't let you forget me. I still see your shadows in my room. Can't take back the love that I gave you. It's to the point why I love and I hate you, and I cannot change you, so I must replace you. Oh, easier said than done. I thought you were the one listening to my heart instead of my head. You found another one, but I am the better one. I won't let you forget me.
Hello, man. How's it going?
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to 90.7 FM. You're listening
WGXC.
You're listening to Clubhouse Radio right now. And today, our show. Would you like to give a brief rundown?
Sleep good. The other half.
Okay, I got you. No sleep bad.
Wait, no.
Okay, I got you. Sleep. Good.
No. Wait. I say.
Okay, I'm sorry. I got ahead of myself. Okay.
Sleep good.
No sleep bad.
Yeah.
And okay. I'm reading a study right here to prove it. I got.
Oh wait, facts. Wait. Actually,
what?
I have a study right here too.
Ooh, you want to play it?
Can I play it?
I'd love to. Let's hear it.
All right, 3, 2, 1, go.
You want to give some commentary as we listen?
Yeah.
Let's give some props to the author who made this.
True, TRU TV.
Okay, so props to them. This is on YouTube. If you want to watch it. Reminds me of another
one, not getting enough sleep. Boy woke up at 6:30 in the morning.
biological necessity. Puberty can
right
cause
there.
A delay in our body's circadian rhythms, which drives us to burn the midnight oil.
Okay.
So teens aren't just staying up late to Snapchat and hashtag.
Hashtag.
It's because they hashtag are hardwired to.
Hashtag sleep is good.
Hardwired to.
Hashtag sleep good.
To wake up early
hashtag no sleep bad.
The Wait. Average school starts at 8 a.m. and nearly 10% of U.S. high schools begin at or before 7:30. That is way too early. Doctors recommend
yeah.
adolescents
think.
Between 8 and a half
I know school around New York starts. Here, you want to pause this just for a second? I want to say this. I want to share a fun fact. So
why didn't you just share the fun fact before I played?
Okay, play the video.
Needs you to stop snoozing in your 7 a.m. Spanish class. Besides not doing well in school, sleep deprivation can make you sicker and more depressed. This is why the American Medical Association is practically begging middle and high schools to change their start times to 8:30 or later.
Oh my God, I would love that. I would love
yeah.
that.
The thing I was going to add is that a lot of kids, they have to be there. I know in New York around, especially around where we're broadcasting, it's like 7:30. But they have to wake up before that to get ready.
Oh, yeah.
And then definitely. Before that to get on the bus on time. So I knew people from school that were waking up at 5:30. And that just hurts my soul hearing 5:30? That.
5:30? I woke up at like 6.
I don't know. I don't want to wake up before the sun rises. You feel me? I want to wake up to the sun rising.
Right. Okay. Let's see.
And that way. Should be
what
our
time?
Right.
What time does school? Let's say Texas.
Huh?
Let's see Texas.
What about Texas?
Texas, okay, it's kind of like the same time around it for us, 7 in the morning.
Hmm.
Let's see, what about New York?
Oh, what time it is now?
No, like.
Oh, they get up. Yeah, I got you, my bad. What time they get up in the morning?
Ooh, wait, what?
I know some schools are changing it, and I have to do say, big shout out, big props to the schools who are actually taking the steps to give the students what they need to learn, and that is a basic biological need, sleep.
That's a really long time. What time do you get out of school?
I know the school's around here. I think it's like a weird time, 2:17. Yeah, I don't know why that time exactly.
I get out of school at 2:37. School starts at 8.
We keep the weird 7 number. Why is that? Why we ended off on 7? That's weird.
Like, my school starts at 8:15. Like, school starts at 8:15 for me. And I'm like, you know how much time I have? But like, that's,
yeah,
that's
run it back to when you're waking up. How, like, what's your morning routine look like? What's the life in the life of Shahi? What we doing?
It depends.
I got you. We're waking up for school.
Okay, which day is it? Like, fresh off the day, or like?
Fresh off the day. We're going for a nice Thursday.
Okay.
One more day till Friday. Come on. That's our imaginary scenario. We're
okay,
going.
I take night showers. I take a night shower. Or if it's a Thursday, I take morning showers on Thursday because I don't care if I'm late.
I got you. Oh, okay, I got you.
So I'm late. I be late. So,
do you get the sleep that you need?
Oh yeah, I mean out. but like my alarm.
You heard that?
Okay. How do I put this? I'm gonna have to show you my alarm.
Okay, I got you. And would you say that on days you get more sleep, you do better?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's like even you get me coming to school and I'm grumpy and I'm antisocial.
Oh yeah, no. I mean, we were just listening and reading how the lack of sleep makes you can exasperate mood disorders.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna show you my alarm. Look at this.
I got you.
read that to the people.
Okay. Bedtime, 10 p.m. Wake up, 6 a.m. That's a nice 2-8.
Wait, no, it says it. That's 8 hours.
Yeah, 8 hours. I was doing.
I don't go to sleep at 10.
No, I don't blame you.
I go to sleep at 1, and this is not talking about all my other.
Man
alarms.
Subtracted the 0. Man said not 10, 1.
This is not counting all my other alarms.
Oh, you got a little bit. Oh, okay. You got a little bit of alarms there.
I have 6 in the morning, 5:30 in the morning, 6:30 in the morning, 7:30 in the morning. There was one that was like 5 in the morning.
Oh.
I had one that was like 5 in the morning. 5.
I know you're not getting up early that early. You just hear it and go,
You're like you ever go to sleep and like...
Never.
Like, no. you ever like be on the verge of sleeping? Like, let's say your alarm starts at 5. You go to sleep at 4:30. Your alarm wakes you up. And then you turn it into snooze when you think you turn it off, and it wakes you up again. I'd be wanting to throw my phone across the room.
Put that thing on airplane mode and just throw it out the window. It's gone. It's gone.
Word. But matter of fact, guys, it's like 6:30.
Reaching the halfway point.
We should play the local news update. And I am your host. Oh, wait, no. Sorry. I am your sound engineer, DJ Shaw Money. And here we go. We.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC news update. Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics that a Spectrum News 1 Siena College poll released November 4th shows Democrat Josh Riley 5 points ahead of Republican Mark Molinaro in their contest to represent the new 19th Congressional District. An October 6th poll showed a similar lead, both within the poll's 5% margin of error. Then Riley led Molinaro 46% to 41%. Now Riley polls 48% support for 43% for Molinaro. Riley is from near Ithaca, while Molinaro lives outside of the district in Dutchess County. Poll has Republican candidate for governor Lee Zeldin leading Democrat incumbent Kathy Hochul inside the district 50% to 45%. The geographical area favored Democrat Joe Biden by 4 percentage points over Republican Donald Trump in 2020. Voting continues through November 8th, and you can read the full story at New York State of Politics. Mid-Hudson News reports that Dutchess County Supreme Court Judge Christy D'Alesso ruled November 3rd that Dutchess County Republican Elections Commissioner Eric Haidt must follow state law and establish a polling place on the campus of Vassar College. The League of Women Voters, Mid-Hudson Region, and a Vassar student and professor brought the lawsuit. Haidt has lost several lawsuits about his policies to prevent college students at both Bard and Vassar colleges from having their own polling places. County taxpayers have shelled out more than $120,000 in legal fees in Haidt's repeated defeats over issues at Bard and Vassar. D'Alessio wrote in her opinion that, and I quote, the plain language of election law G4-104, open bracket 5-A, close bracket, which includes the word shall, in quotes, as opposed to may or should, specifically mandates the designation of a voting polling place on a college or university campus where, as here, the petitioner demonstrated that the college or university campus contains 300 or more registrants to vote at an address on such college or university campus, end quote. Haidt has not yet decided his next step, telling Mid-Hudson News that he is, and I quote, reviewing the decision with my attorney, David Jensen, that was just issued a few minutes ago to determine our next steps, end quote. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. Raymond Pignon reports in Columbia Green Media that Stoutsville's Church of St. Joseph holds its last Mass on November 5th. Albany Diocese spokesperson Kathy Barron said, and I quote, St. Joseph is not technically closed in the eyes of the church. It is still a sacred building designated for divine worship, end quote. But declining attendance since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic means there won't be regular services any longer at the Roman Catholic Church. It is unclear whether the food pantry operated by St. Joseph will remain open. Building of the church began 100 years ago, with services beginning in 1925. Barron said, and I quote, what is going to happen to the church? We really don't know, end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXE News Update.
You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Now my question is to you, how many zones are there? How many zones are there?
Zones.
Your zones.
You got your sleep zone, got your try hard zone, I would say.
Okay.
You got your depressed, I don't want to do anything zone.
Okay.
You got your everything is great, life is happy zone. So five.
Okay, look.
Five.
You want to know the best zone, though?
What?
The zone where you have, where you wear earbuds. Not headphones, but earbuds. Either or right now. And you close your eyes. Again, this is Clubhouse Radio. At 90.7 FM, WGXC.
Broadcasting Acre Catskill Hudson.
Yes, and we're going to be listening to the Tucker Zone.
Please ensure your earphones are in and eyes
we're
going to
have commentary. Wait, rock, paper, scissors for commentary.
What?
Rock, paper, scissors for commentary.
Okay.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Okay,
I saw you change that, but I'll let you have it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Are you ready for this, Nicola?
Yeah, of course.
All right.
You know.
One, close your eyes. All right.
Dropping the bomb.
Oh, I thought that was you blowing in the mic. Okay.
I think this might be too quiet for the audience. You want to play a different ASMR?
I mean, we could.
You know, to be honest, you know Philip Grant, our newsman?
Let me show you what I mean. There you go.
Creepy. There we go.
Every day our mind runs basically on one
better.
He should do ASMR.
I want you to think about what it would look and sound like if I had a water bottle in my hand.
Should we do ASMR?
In fact, start to hear me shaking that water bottle.
Dude, do you want to?
Right by your right ear.
That's too
cool,
close,
right?
Gabe.
You just made the water bottle a real thing just by thinking about it. Check this out. Farther. How close? How about around your head? Okay, we're done with this. I'll just throw this back here.
Oh, ow.
This guy's disrespectful. Get him out of here. He just littered in our room. I think that's enough.
Yeah.
Right. How dare he throwing water bottles around?
All right. So you said you wanted to do ASMR, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's something you said, right?
I mean, you said it, but I'll agree with
you. Okay, I got you. It just reminded me of Philip Grant. He would be great at ASMR. Our newsman. He has such a satisfying voice, man. And besides ASMR, let me just say, what are some other things that could help sleep? You know, just going down the list.
Like coffee, like I like.
No. Tea.
Warm milk.
Yeah, some warm milk. Try not to have caffeine throughout the day, if that helps. If you're a caffeine person, though, we got some other ones. You know, why not? And while our host, or sound engineer, we both did that today. I'm your host, DJ Cola. And while our sound engineer produces some satisfying ASMR sounds, we're going to be going over all the things that can help sleep. What about lighting a candle?
Try whispering.
What about lighting a candle?
Oh,
taking a nice hot shower before going to bed. Relaxing in the water. You're going to sound jail. But any like relaxing noise, this can help, you know, if you're into ASMR. I like nature sounds. That puts me to sleep.
You know, my voice is very soothing, you know.
You know, you got that soothing ASMR voice.
Put you to sleep. DJ Sean Money and DJ Cola. Bottle tapping.
We're gonna pull a Tucker Zone and throw it across the room.
There you go.
Wow. Look at that. Third time's the charm. I mean, that's how we ended the second bit. We can do it again. That's how we're going to end our show. We're just going to throw the computer on the ground.
Oh, my God. Don't...
Mazel tov.
Let's see. What else do we have? Oh, I forgot about this video.
Being a teen is hard enough. And later start times would help teens feel better and do better in school.
I did, too.
Just by letting them catch.
Is it just me that forgot about this video?
Now, if you'll excuse
Hello.
Me.
No, not me. Me, too. My brain isn't working.
As he goes back to sleep.
Exactly. You need your booty, beauty
okay.
sleep.
Now. I forgot about this. You picked this. What is this? What's the alarm?
Alarm? Oh, it's a song about sleeping.
Excuse me.
Your excuse.
Let's see. Okay. Here we go. You've listened to this.
Got my eyes on a computer screen, trying to work my digits in. I fidget with my lettering, but never with my sentences. I pause and check the clock, and it appears it's 6 a.m. again. Another night wasted or another day finished, and my mind is steady running in place. I don't want to fall asleep because I got so much to say, but I don't want to stay awake and keep exhaustion at bay because I'm presently just dead inside the bed where I lay. I might as well work now. Maybe it could suffice. It's more a method of confusion than a dip into life. It's right. Like my body parts are planning out an intricate heist, except my mind has been logged in on a different device, and my session expired. I'm exceptionally tired. Every step is like fire straight from my head to my toes. See, I'm an excellent liar when I've slept the required 8 or 7 hours prior. But
one cuss word. Which was?
It's okay. We can skip it.
Which was? You know what? Tell me later. It's okay. We can.
It was butt.
Oh, no. Which is actually our streaming device.
That is true. Shout out to Butt. Shout out to Phoebs on the other end, too.
Weird.
Hey, Phoebs, make sure to get your shut eye. You need it, too.
Get your shut eye.
You need.
No, actually, let's see. This song was by DJ Phoebe, actually. And this is Dreamville. I'm sorry. I got a little excited.
Nah, we getting excited for Dreamville. Sounds wild.
This song is Dreamville.
We rock it.
Yeah, rock it on. I'm gonna give my honest opinion.
It sounds like it. It sounds like the one we just listened to.
Does it?
I kind of. It's got the same piano vibe.
Hey, hold on, wait. Hey.
This is good.
I met this girl the other day that wanna know my story. She said since the world against me, she all for me. I told her God must have overheard my whole fruition. Crazy how I never would have thought to be in this position. Cause see, hip hop saved my life is such a cliche quote. But before I grabbed the mic, I was the first to try to vote. Saw my first deal off the really shit I wrote. Now to my city, I'm the closest thing to hope.
Oh my God.
Used to be barely
above
water, now I'm still saying. In my DMs, you can take me for a joke. Talk cold behind my back, they call me bro. Like, bro, you gotta match one before you blow. I always leave a message on scene, cause I'm smoke. When really young, I had these niggas on the low. And that's just how it goes. She go, damn, yeah, that's deep. I know, tell me about it. My life be full of stress, fake, and sleep deprived life.
Dreams. Oh, my been colossal though. Used to be on a roll. Now it's born with
this
some rider. Now everything I flow hot as fuck. I mean, poblano though.
Hold
me
on.
And you supposed to been did this perfect timing though. Remember us being younger, talking about getting signed to call? I was so hot headed then. I'm a lot calmer though. Trying to buy